Marco.
Hey, Haron is here.
Hey. Hey, Haron.
Hey.
He'll be on shortly. I think we have a minute.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, no. Okay. He hasn't come on yet?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Okay. Are there two of you? Because I'm baking the Passover because I have to have an ablation party, and I don't know what kind of shape I'm going to be in after. And I can't leave my salmon patties. So I can mute, but I can't talk. So bring the phone in the kitchen, but I can't participate, you know, because of the noise and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and mute now. Okay.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Malcolm and Brian.
Yeah. Anna's on the line, but she's Anna's on the line, but she's muted.
Okay. So we're going to start. We're on the Sulam commentary of the Zohar, Parsha Lech Lecha, section 23, Pasuk 220. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutcha barichu ishkin tevid hilu urhimu hilu hilu urhimu. Le'akta l'shem yud hei bovavhe. V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino amadudai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadenu p'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu p'neneihu. Tzedek Yisra'ehu levat raglo Tekud shabarihu Hawakarei leya tadir Min yomadit perei alma kada'a Torech adorot merosh ugin kach Tzedek Yisra'ehu Vadai Viraglo Vidha Vira Feya Vifu Haneya Ukarva Leya Lagabeya Tada'a Ha'amasher Viraglecha. The translation. The verse continues. Whom righteousness met when, wherever he set his foot. The Holy One, blessed be he, called him, referring to Jacob, always, since the world was created, as the verse says, calling the generations from the beginning. Therefore righteousness, that is Malchut, called him assuredly. His foot means that he joined him in his worship and became closer to him. As it is written, and all the people that follow you, literally, that are at your feet, which means the people who cleave on to you. So here as well, his foot means to cleave on to him. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse becomes clear as written. Cleaving is a code word that relates to the word foot, which relates to Malchut. And this is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So we're talking about Yaakov right now? Jacob?
Yeah, the verse we studied yesterday was explaining that Abraham had certain code words talking about him, and that Jacob was really the reason, because Jacob was the more perfect of the three forefathers. And the reason that we consider Jacob more perfect is that he is perfectly balanced between Chesed and Givurah. And that is
right.
That's the essence of Tiferet.
So are we talking about...
The verse is talking about Jacob, if you ask.
Yes. Are we talking about Malchut of Chesed and Gevurah, or are we talking about Malchut of Yesod?
Remember the code words, the word righteousness.
Okay, that's right side, okay.
So is righteousness Yesod? Yes.
Yes.
So the Holy One, blessed be he, calls Jacob always. Since the world was created, in essence, the world was created for the perfect human being, which we consider Jacob that goal.
Okay.
Jacob is always in balance, which is Tiferet is always in balance, both right and left and up top and bottom.
Okay.
But the real message in the parash, in the pasuk, is about cleaving.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mitzvah to cleave to Hashem. And here, this verse with Rabbi Ashlag's comments is telling us that whenever we speak of walking or the code word foot, we're talking about cleaving. And whenever we're talking about cleaving, we're talking about the foot, which means we're talking about malchut. And that's the teaching of this part, this pasuk.
Okay.
So I'm going to go on.
All right.
Unless there's other questions. Pasuk 221. Davar acher miheir mi mizrach b'mi tamam shat. Sheruta din chora lian hara begin de darom ahu tofa din chora dileya migoy mizra ihu alda mihair ahu nehora de darom mi mizra begin de ihu Natel v'itzvan, v'kadmeta v'teuta, v'ha'u rekiya, ila alamechav le'ya lemizrach. The translation. An alternative explanation of who raised up one from the east is that the light begins to shine from the east. For all the power of the light in the south, which is Chesed, comes from the east, which is Tiferet. Therefore, the verse reads, who raised up the light of the south, which is Chesed, from the east. The east being Tiferet raised the light, because it, Tiferet, takes and is nourished first, and afterward gives light to the six extremities that are included within Tiferet. Among them is the south, which is Chesed, and the desire of the supernal firmament, which is Bina, is to give abundance to the east, which is Tiferet. My commentary. This verse is explaining that desire is what draws the light, which represents the code word, raise up. This is an important teaching. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So, I get that it comes from, of course, the light comes from, you know, the absolute and delivers it into Tiferet, which contains both right and left columns, and then it takes its source first and then transfers into Chesed, right? Is that what you said as far as the flow of light goes? Now, it gives to both sides. Tiferet gives to both sides, right? And it gives equal...
Tiferet, we usually perceive Tiferet as being below Chesed and Gevurah.
Okay.
Chesed and Gevurah are on the same level. We perceive Tiferet as being below them. Chesed gives to Tiferet and Gevurah gives to Tiferet. But in reality, Tiferet being in balance should be higher than.
Right.
But in this physical world where we're limited to the seven Sephirot, Tiferet comes after Chesed and Gevurah. But this verse is really hinting at all of that. It doesn't say that Tiferet is above. It's saying that Bina wants to be drawn into Malchut. It wants to share with Malchut. But the only way it can share with Malchut is by flowing through the other, the six Sephirot of Seranpin. But its goal is to flow to Tiferet, not to Chesed and not to Gevurah. Tiferet's goal is to flow to Malchut.
So, how does Bina deliver the light to Tiferet if it's our goal or desire to do so before Chesed and Gevurah?
If it has to flow through Chesed and through Gevurah, and they in turn give what they receive to Tiferet. But it's asking who raises up the light of the South, and South is Chesed. Who's raising up the light of the South? In other words, Chesed has to rise to Bina to receive the light. Then Chesed will let that light flow to Gevurah, and then they both deliver to Tiferet.
Okay, so Chesed is Abraham.
What raises up the light of the South is the East. Tiferet is activating it. And that's the hint that Tiferet is above Chesed.
So,
Anoka, I got a question.
Go ahead, Brian.
Define light, the light that you're talking about.
Well, light, the Kabbalists call or relate to the energy of God as light, because the essence of God is to share. God doesn't care whether you love him, you hate him, doesn't matter to God. He created you, and you are his children, and he shares with you. Now, when you do negative actions, he's going to allow you to learn from the effect of those negative actions called chaos. But God loves all of his children. He just shares. And if we take a look at a candle in the physical world, we light it. Now we can take that one candle and light two others. And those two others can light four. And the four can light eight. And all that they do is share with each other. They don't really, the candle doesn't disappear. Now, in a physical world, the wax does melt and goes away. But in reality, in the spiritual world, there's no disappearance of the source of the light. Hashem just shares light, goodness, energy, positivity, many different adjectives to describe what the Kabbalists call light. Another way of understanding light is on the first day of creation, Hashem created light. Let there be light, and there was light. There's just one problem. The sun and the moon weren't created till the fourth day. So what is that light that was created on the first day? And that's where we get this understanding of Hashem is just goodness, just sharing.
Okay, I understand.
Malka, I don't think you finished with your questions, though.
Hanok, I unmuted. I can't. I have to go back to mute in just a minute, but I wanted to ask one question in relation to the verse having to do with light coming from Tiferet. Is that the reason at Sukkot that we shake the lulav first toward the east, which is Tiferet, and then we go to the right, which is Chesed, which is, so it's south.
Actually, in Kabbalah, we shake the lulav first to the south. We start shaking in the south, and we rotate counterclockwise to the north. And then we rotate counterclockwise all the way around past the south to the east. Then we go up, we go down, and then we go counterclockwise to the west, which is the last one, which is Malchut. Now, there are many different opinions, and I think it's the Chabad does it to the east first. So if you're doing it to the east first, the rationale would be that you're going to Tiferet, which is above Chesed and Giburaz, as I mentioned and discussed quickly.
Okay. Well, we'll have to talk about that again closer to Sukkot. I'm going to have to mute it again because I have. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm glad I asked the question.
We'll come back to it many times.
Okay. This reminds me of the chicken and the egg situation, which comes first.
Well, you know, Kabbalah answers that question.
Yes. The egg came first.
Correct. But, and why did Kabbalah say the egg came first?
Because I don't remember.
The egg represents the kettle.
Right. Gotcha.
It comes first because it represents the kettle.
The egg is... So,
if you take the chick to hatch, the egg disappears. The chick uses the egg white to grow and for energy. The yellow of the egg is the chick.
Mm-hmm.
So the purpose of the egg is keter. It has all of the potential, but it can't manifest without going through the four phases, through the process, which, Brian, the four phases is a process referred to as the creative process. And that takes a lot of study, so don't worry about it now.
So I'm still confused. You said that the code words are... It's saying that Tiferet is above Chesed and Gevurah. So are we talking about Tiferet of Bina? If it's above?
Well, yes, we're talking about Tiferet of Hakma. Because Hakma is connected to the world of Atzilut.
Okay, so is that why it's saying or hinting at the fair that is above?
Yes.
Okay.
Because in Malchut, Tiferet is below Chesed and Gevurah.
Right. Right. Okay.
And in Meron Din, Tiferet is below Chesed and Gevurah.
Okay.
In Bina and in Chachma and in Keter, Tiferet is above Chesed and Gevurah.
Okay. Got it. I think I got it.
We don't have enough time to do the next verse, so we'll call the class now.
Okay.
Tonight's class. You all have a good week and a happy day. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.